This is Anne with your coaching on the go. Today I'm talking about hunches. There was a time when I was growing up when people would trivialize and say women's intuition. And it seemed like I had a strong sense of intuition. I had a strong intuition and strong senses. And it seemed to be societally discredited. That was a story that I enrolled in. Thankfully, when I got to college, I had a professor who talked about the female aspects of his personality, and at that time, intuition was considered more female in its nature, and he considered that powerful, and he paid attention to his intuition. So, and he talked about how women have it more dominantly than men, and it's a super gift. So today I'm just talking with you about listening to your intuition, listening to your inner voice. And even if it seems like it's not, if you listen to it enough, it will become a louder part of your internal dialogue. And it won't seem like it's some passing idea, because you'll be exercising it, you'll be following it, and it will become stronger, as if you are talking, having a conversation with it. So the reason I'm talking about this is, so many times in my life, I can name so many, and it's a little embarrassing that I didn't pay attention to strong underlying feelings. When I was dating my first husband, for example, I had strong ideas that our personalities didn't quite go, and we had been dating a while, and we had been going in a certain direction, and I didn't have the guts to acknowledge my inner feeling of discomfort. And I continued along with it. We ended up getting married. We had some beautiful years together. But in the end, and throughout our marriage, the same considerations that I was really concerned about when I was in my, like, I was 21, my same considerations that I was concerned about there ended up to haunt me later. And if I fast forward to another story, I had some gut feelings about going to grad school at the college, the university where I went. And I overrode them based on like a scholarship that was offered. And I went there, and then I was even warned by somebody when I was touring it of some of the things, the philosophies that went on in that department. So I ended up really having some struggles in that program, and they were the same as I was warned about, and they were the same that I wondered about, and I didn't pay attention. So what I'm talking about this for this week is that you get hunches, and they're powerful. They're information that part of you that's really perceptive, that's perceptive to the energy around you and things that are going on that are above and beyond what we notice with our sight, our hearing, our physical world senses. They're like innate senses, almost subconscious senses. And they're smart, and they know, and they're paying attention to everything. And so that feeling you're getting, it's based on many, many things. It's not flippant. So I just want to suggest to you, when I work on a project now, I am constantly in communication with my feelings. And not just happy, sad feelings, my instincts, my gut inner instincts. If you read about Warren Buffett, he makes decisions. If his deep gut is not in alignment with the decision, he doesn't go with it. So there's a lot of people who talk about this as a power. I want you to really tune it up, really pay attention to it. I'm often coaching you on your inner dialogue. I'm often coaching you on what you say to yourself. But now I want you to really touch base with your gut. And if you don't have it tuned up, you can end up on a wild goose chase. Because the more you get in touch with the communication from within that you have, the more accurate, the more you know it, if it's based on fear or if it's based on some excitement, or if it's a knowing. And you get to tune that up by paying attention to it and following it. And you'll also get to know, are you anxious when that's happening? Are you calm when you're feeling it? You know, start to have an inner connectivity with that most powerful navigational device down deep within yourself, your intuition. And then once you strengthen that muscle, do not go against it. All right, that's your coaching for today. Sending you love.